From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. President Bush took the stage in Cedar Rapids, Iowa today, the latest stop in his barnstorming campaign for Social Security changes.
I trust you with your own money. To me, that's an attitude that Congress ought to take. We trust you with your own money.
With the president today, Senator Charles Grassley, the Republican chairman of the Finance Committee. He'll have to steer Mr. Bush's changes through the Senate. So far, Grassley has been cautious about changing Social Security, and when NPR's David Shaper got to Cedar Rapids, he found plenty of reasons why.
There's always a buzz of excitement when the president comes to town, any town.
I'm pretty pumped.
47-year-old Tim Conlon brought his 10-year-old son and one of his son's friends to see the president. Sitting near the top of the bleachers in a warm and stuffy community college gym, Conlon says he's disabled and already collecting Social Security, but still eager to hear the president's ideas for change.
I have four children, and I want to make sure that they're taken care of, you know, when they get there, and they need it. If it means an individual account for them, that's what it's going to be.
Conlon says he's open to that idea, but not quite sold on it yet. And that describes many here in Iowa, where people who support the president on other issues still seem skeptical of his suggestions for Social Security. Among them is the longtime local congressman, Republican Jim Leach.
The public is not convinced that the personal account approach is the way to go. And I think the president has a lot more convincing to do to get public support.
Leach says that's the resounding consensus he heard in 15 town hall meetings across his district last week. And while he says he remains open-minded, he has yet to see an approach he can endorse. Leach is a moderate who often strays from the party line. But President Bush's trip to Cedar Rapids today shows he's still shoring up his base on this issue, according to University of Iowa political science professor Peverell Squire.
I think he probably thought he would have support here and he would have to convince people elsewhere. So coming here is a sign that he really has to work pretty hard even to get Republicans to give his plan full consideration.
Squire says the average age in Iowa is among the highest in the nation. So Iowans may be a little more resistant to change.
And Iowans tend to be skeptical of radical notions from either the left or right. And the president's proposal smacks a little bit of radicalism if it's fully implemented. And so I think there's some reluctance even among traditional conservatives here to necessarily throw the current system overboard in favor of something new.
That point has not been lost on Iowa's senior Senator Chuck Grassley, who, as chairman of the Senate Finance Committee, will have to shepherd any changes to Social Security. Grassley's been holding his own town hall meetings across the state over the Easter congressional recess, and he acknowledges changing the system is a tough sell.
It's a heavy lift, yes.
Grassley has criticized the White House for initially focusing too much on the idea of private or personal accounts while not addressing the system's solvency.
Personal accounts are one thing, and then the solvency issue is something that we have to tackle, and that's an absolute necessity if we're going to have Social Security continue as a part of the social fabric of America.
Grassley says there will need to be difficult choices, such as benefit cuts, higher taxes, or a higher retirement age. And Grassley says he's not promising support for whatever the president puts forward. But he says he is intent on having a Social Security bill before his Finance Committee this summer. And even though he only gives it a 50-50 chance of enactment, he praises President Bush for bringing the touchy issue to the forefront.
If presidents don't bring up Social Security, Congress will never deal with it because it's so politically sensitive. It's the third rail of politics.
Grassley says he's glad to see President Bush adding more urgency on the stump today. He says that's the way to light the prairie fires it will take to make Congress act this year. David Shaper, NPR News in Cedar Rapids, Iowa.